out the door. Can't think, stand on here no more.
Now just imagine if the federal government was the sole legal supplier of cell phones. First of all, they'd still be under review, all right? You'd be listening to hearings in Congress on cell phones. And when they were finally approved, the contract to make them would go to an Obama donor. And, of course, they'd come out looking about the size of a shoe with a collapsible solar panel attached to them, all right?
That's Mitt Romney out on the campaign trail taking a swipe at his good buddy President Obama and the way things work or don't work in Washington. The presidential race is where we start on this hour of Good Day. It is the Week in Review. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Doug Steffen. And hey, talk host Mitch Albom and Ken Brown talked to callers about the high school bully story that plagued Mitt Romney this week and if something that happened as far back in the past should really be consideration for a presidential candidate.
You probably have heard about this story about Mitt Romney when he was at Cranbrook. And apparently some of his classmates at Cranbrook have told the Washington Post that there was an incident when he was at Cranbrook where he and some other friends jumped on a kid and cut his hair off. And that kid turned out to be gay, and make of it what you will. But I'm less interested in the Republican, Democratic, liberal, conservative, same old argument that goes on every day, then I am about at what point does the behavior of the person you want to vote for president kind of fall off the statute of limitations thing? For example, if the kid was, when he was 5 years old, he pooped his diaper out in public, does that mean that he's not presidential material? Most would say, no, that shouldn't matter. Some would say, it depends on his birth certificate. Can we see it? If the kid's in grade school, and he runs for class president in sixth grade, and he makes an insulting slogan towards a girl, is he sexist and therefore not qualified to be president? Most people would say, probably not. Unless we have to see his birth certificate.
Right.
So does something that happens in high school affect your choice for somebody for president? Now I'm not talking about if you shot somebody.
I burned high school down or something. Yeah. I'm leaving this high school in flames.
I'm talking about something like this, and not this particular thing, because then it'll get into, well, why don't the Democrats either? I'm just talking in general. If there was something that went on in high school, some behavior, not illegal, not, you know, something that landed him behind bars, but something that isn't so admirable, but is stuff that happens in high school. Does that matter to you when you're picking a president? Do you say, well, how he behaved in high school, that's a predictor of what he's going to be as a 50-something-year-old man in the White House? At what level, you know, there was all that talk about, did Bill Clinton inhale marijuana when he was in college? And there's some people say, who cares what he did in college? He didn't know he was running for president in college. People change from college. Well, what do you say about as far as high school is concerned? Or is high school not far back enough? We need to see the birth certificate.
Especially now that you got 70s high school. I think 70s, don't you agree that the 70s generation was a different generation? So if you were in your formative years then, it could have been a lot of stuff you got into. I mean, it was anti-war stuff going on. There was that civil rights stuff going on. There was a whole bunch of different things. It just wasn't like the Leave It to Beaver days where you were a conformist and you went along there. But so you could actually be in the paper.
And any president's going to run for office now, unless it's John McCain, is going to either have gone to school in the 60s or 70s. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mitch. I think anything before the age of 18, you get a free pass, just like legal record.
Free pass, anything the age before 18. All right. There's an easy way of doing it. In that case, doesn't matter what Mitt Romney did. Barbara, hi.
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 Hi, this is Barbara, and I'm telling you, what you did as a kid stays with you as a kid. It's not the man you are today.
Okay, so we cut it off. All right. I was going to say, if she said what you did as a kid is who you are today, I'm in deep, deep trouble. Deep trouble.
All right. Does your high school and college behavior impact how you vote for a candidate? We've got that question posted up at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Chime in. Let me know what you think. Coming up, we'll take a look at Ron Paul's decision and the latest polls when the Good Day Show continues.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
This is a Week in Review on The Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Doug Steffen, and we are focusing now on the presidential race. Talk hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talked about whether it's time for Ron Paul to endorse Mitt Romney.
Should Ron Paul endorse Mitt Romney to promote party unity, yes or no?
Wait,
no.
He's not out yet.
What?
He's not out yet.
Supposedly. Well, he's suspended. Did he not suspend? But what did he say? I'm not going to, I don't know what it was.
He's not doing any more public campaigning. He's going to work behind the scenes
to get more
continue
delegates.
To collect delegates.
He's going to be a force at the national convention. We're going, by the way. And I think it's going to be fun because we're going to, you know, hopefully if they do what they've been doing, like what was the fist fight that happened in the parking lot?
In Oklahoma. Yeah, they yelled down the surrogates that were there to speak, and then they had a fist fight out in the parking lot.
Well, you know, I mean, this is politics.
Romney supporters versus Paul supporters.
It was a slap fight.
I don't think the Paul supporters were slapping.
Should he endorse Mitt Romney to promote party unity? My response to that would be, if he's going to do it, he should wait till the very last minute, because he should definitely hold out for as much as he can get at the convention. That's what I think.
Yeah, but what will that do to people who literally worship the Ron Paul message, the libertarian message?
Well, that's his problem. He's going to have to bring them. Remember we talked about Reagan making the speech at the hotel the day after?
I watched it. It's one of the most moving speeches.
It is.
It says, we've just begun.
Right. And Nancy walked off the stage. She couldn't take it. She left. She was standing there next to him, and in the middle of the speech, while he's trying to get these people to calm down so he can... I'm talking about the morning after, not at the convention.
Right, but you said stage. It was like at a campaign office, and,
right.
You know, there's people crying, and they're
right.
all upset.
Well, he was... And she wouldn't... She left. That's
right.
How intense it was. And what was that, 60...
60? No, that was in 80...
No. That was in, like, 76. That's what it was. 1976.
Thank you.
And so we'll see. We'll see if the same kind of thing happens. But the, you know, as far as the Ron Paul wing of the quote unquote Republican Party, we'll just have to see what happens when they get to the convention.
Do you remember Goldwater supporters or Reagan supporters starting fistfights outside?
I don't know. I'm sure. Let me tell you something. If you read the history, and you're a politician, so if you haven't, you should.
Oh, thanks a lot. Why don't you spit on me, too?
If you read the history of politics in this country, did I ever tell you the story about what happened in New York? And I'm trying to remember if it was, I think it was the Jackson campaign. Okay?
Jesse?
No, Andrew Jackson, back in the day. What they would do is the supporters for Jackson would go into these meetings, and they would take white chalk and mark the people who were for the opponent. And, of course, the candidates knew nothing about this because they were on their estates. And so then later what would happen is the thugs would come in and they would know who to beat up. So this is tame by comparison historically.
All right. Talk host Richard Payette talked to political analyst Pete Wheelhauer about the latest poll, which shows that Mitt Romney has a slight lead over President Obama.
Today's poll puts Romney ahead of the president by about 4 percentage points, I think, is what I read. These are snapshots in time at an awfully early point, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, any one poll is likely to be off by a little bit. But each one is just a little estimate of what the public thinks. The best way to approach the polls is to look at all the major polls that are being asked at the given point in time and average them out.
Mm.
And when we do that, things are pretty even.
Yeah.
Barack Obama overall has a general couple-point advantage when you average out all the polls. But it's not overwhelming, and it's pretty much where the two candidates stood in 2008 as well, McCain and Obama, pretty much were neck and neck until the third week of September.
Yeah. And so this is not a surprise then.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise that you'll have some polls that will put him up and some polls that will have him slightly down.
Mm-hmm. Generally, incumbents have an advantage, but we just don't see that yet at this early start. Is that true?
Well, I think that what we see is that people have a pretty well-formed opinion about Barack Obama. We're not likely to see a huge amount of change in his standings in people's eyes because people have 4 years of information to go on. They're pretty well-informed about that already, even if it's relatively informal. Mitt Romney has a lot of educating to do in terms of the general public, telling them what he's about, making the case that he has a better solution to the nation's problems than the president does. And so that's where I think that we're likely to see some movement, unless there's some kind of a crisis that emerges. Where we see the incumbency advantage for the president is in two primary areas. One is that he has the bully pulpit, and so what he talks about, the media covers because he's the president.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this case, over the last week, the last news cycle has really favored the president's position on gay marriage, and that has given him a big advantage with regard to fundraising. He's gotten a bump in his fundraising numbers from all accounts over the last several days.
Coming up, we'll shift gears and check in with the best from last night's late night shows.
Now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Remember Love Hurts? We all know how much love hurts. And wait! It doesn't help.
I had a girlfriend who used to throw pots and pans and hit me in the head. Then it really hurt.
Yeah.
Love hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Tony threw a bowl of soup at me once. Yeah, the noodles stuck to the ceiling in the kitchen. We never took them down. We always laughed when we looked up at the noodles.
You think you can get soup? Please, you're wasting everyone's time. No soup for you.
Having fun with Doug Steffens today.
Start on tough news, but I got some tough news for California. I don't know if you've heard this, but California Governor Jerry Brown said that the state is now $16 billion in debt. Yeah, yeah. He said it in a speech called Seriously, Let's Legalize Pot. That was instantly. Overnight. And even if we don't make up the deficit, we won't care.
We won't care.
We'll be in our boxers eating ice cream.
I guess we're broke.
I don't care.
And you know, you think racism bad? Oh my God, how bad is California? Governor Brown says we're $16 billion in debt. In fact, California is so broke, the guy who delivers Chinese food to me is now carpooling with the guy who brings me Domino's pizza. Is so broke down in Anaheim, Snow White just arrested for solicitation. You hate me? California is so broke, people are coming from Tijuana are coming here now to watch their donkey shows. That's...
Guys, here's some political news. During a speech yesterday in Ohio, Joe Biden criticized Republicans for not understanding the middle class. In response, Mitt Romney was like, that's ridiculous. Some of my best friends' gardeners are middle class. That is... You see this? The spokesperson for President Obama's campaign says that a new Republican attack ad is, quote, BS. Yeah. Then Biden was like, ugh, I hate when you spell out words so I can't understand you. Then an aide said, I think it's time for someone to go to BED.
Well, why don't you sleep, Joe?
Put on your footy pajamas.
For the first time ever, the new JCPenney catalog features a gay couple. Yeah, this is historic because it's the first time anyone gay has been spotted wearing clothes from JCPenney. True. Yeah. And once they put them on, they're straight.
Yeah.
Imagine. Those pants will change you.
Hey, here's something interesting. You heard about this? A new study released just today found that sugar can make you dumb. If you eat too much sugar, it can impair your thinking and your reasoning. You know what this means? All these years, we've been blaming the education system, video games, and TV for dumbing down our kids. It's those Girl Scouts with those damn cookies. That's what it is. It's those cookies. Oh, and here's something. Speaking of that, the Florida Board of Education has decided to lower the passing grade on standardized tests after noticing a drastic drop in student passing scores. In other words, if the students don't do well enough on the test, they don't teach them better. They just lower the bar.
Why didn't we think of this before? Imagine how many more doctors we could have had right now. Dr. Snooki, Dr. Situation.
Hey, listen, this is a Disney theme park in Japan is now performing gay weddings at Cinderella's castle.
Ooh.
Or so, Chip and Dale put it, why is everyone looking at
30
it?
30 seconds.
Here, hold my nuts.
Whoa! What?
What did I say?
Hey! Whoa, Chippendales.
It's cool. Now you don't have to go to Pirates of the Caribbean to see guys cross swords. That's what they're saying.
All right. That was the best from Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, and yesterday, Michael, who's here with me today, Katy Perry and Russell Brand were the topic on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and Russell Brand admitted he still loved her as a human being, just didn't work out in marriage. 28 passed on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Parents, I know what you're thinking. You'll do just about anything to protect your kids, especially when they travel. And now there are some solutions out there. The obvious choice to track your kid's location is a GPS device. The Amber Alert device, for example, uses GPS and wireless cell phone technology to keep track of where the kids are. Of course, that works when it's within range of a strong signal. It tends to be best in suburban areas, but can be tricky in cities. If you want to take it to the next level, then look into something called Securiphone. It's for iPhones and Androids. This device not only monitors locations, but also their driving habits. It senses the vehicle is traveling past a certain speed. It locks text messaging and email applications to prevent distracted driving. Then there's the less intrusive option of Google Latitude, which lets users share locations through Google Maps in real time. Okay, so the kids may not love it, but for your peace of mind, I say it's worth it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Assignment somewhere, I don't really know where, but welcome back. It is the weekend review on the Good Day Show, now with a focus on the rising obesity rates. Talk host John J.T. Thompson talked to Betsy McKay from the Wall Street Journal about the impact obesity rates are having on health care and the economy.
This issue has been very much in the news, you could argue for years, but recently we've seen a lot about health care, specifically the amount of weight that people are gaining, children are gaining, the amount of impact it's having on the economy. What are you starting to hear when you're looking into this issue?
More than a decade since the Surgeon General first warned about the problem of obesity. And, you know, we've been hearing about it since the late 90s. And actually, rates of obesity in the country have kind of plateaued since 99, 2000. But the problem is two-thirds of adults in the country are either overweight or obese. And obesity in particular is of concern because there are health implications with it. Obese people are more prone to develop type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and, you know, costly chronic conditions. And the Institute of Medicine came out with a report yesterday talking about ways to tackle this epidemic and you know, saying progress needs to be accelerated. And they put the cost of obesity in the nation at $190.2 billion annually in treating obesity-related illnesses. So it's a major problem. And as you know, as everybody knows, healthcare costs in this country are soaring, and one of the big reasons is because of our weight.
Let's start at the beginning, and that is the weight issue itself. The NIH, is it going beyond just putting down the fork and getting off the couch once in a while?
The Institute of Medicine is a health policy advisory body to the government, and their report yesterday set five different goals that, as a nation, you know, collectively, government, food makers, schools, doctors, everybody needs to take to try to curb this epidemic. One of the recommendations is to make schools a, quote, national focal point of this, since children spend so much time and do a lot of their eating in schools. But they recommended, you know, integrating physical activity into our lives more, making healthy foods available everywhere so that we're not just saturated with sugary, fatty foods, marketing them, getting employers to embrace workplace wellness, you know, healthy food and activity and obesity prevention, and doctors to do the same. So for each of these, they made very specific recommendations. What's interesting is none of the recommendations are necessarily all that new. People have been talking about it for years. It's just getting it to happen.
All right, coming up, we'll turn our attention to the attachment parenting debate and the controversial cover over Time Magazine when the Good Day Show Week in Review continues.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. Jimmy
Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Welcome back to Good Day Talk. Host Joe Galewski talked to medical analyst Dr. Mitchell Brooks about whether the OB should pay more for health insurance.
One of my more outspoken friends, Dr. Brooks, said American fatty should have pay more for their health care. That would motivate them. Would that motivate them?
Well, if you have skin in the game in anything, I suppose that'll motivate you. If it costs you more, yes, I think so. The other thing that should motivate them is that their life expectancy is going to be severely decreased. And if they care about their families and if they care about their loved ones, they should really do something about it. The issue is really chronic, and it's very scary. It's costing us about an extra $150 billion a year. It's gotten so bad that we have to have ambulances now that have winches that are capable of lifting 1,000 pounds.
Here's the deal. We eat way too much, and we don't have enough discipline.
Well, that's correct. Americans are undisciplined. Americans have an attitude that they deserve things or they're entitled to things, and they're not going to take care of their health. And if you're not going to take care of your health, then as a physician, why should I take care of you? And more to the point, why should someone else pay for your attitudes on health and for what you put in your mouth?
Most people, it can't be difficult to figure out that you're obese if you're obese. I know you know, but the thing about it is most people, I'm sure, are aware of it, but do nothing to solve it.
Well, that's right. And as you had suggested initially, the only way I think it can be solved is, yes, we're doing all of these things. We're putting more sidewalks in communities. We're expanding public information. We're showing people that they need to eat smaller portions. We're encouraging 60 minutes of exercise in public schools. But that's not going to change. The culture has to change. And unless there's pain involved in being obese, and when I say obese, I mean if you can control your weight, that is to say if you don't have a disease state that you have no control over that makes you obese, then I think that you should pay the penalty, and I think the penalty should be severe in terms of financial cost for your insurance.
All right, we now turn our attention over to Time Magazine's breastfeeding cover. Talk host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talked to reporter Ron Magers about the controversy Time stirred up with its choice of cover photos.
The picture is a beautiful woman who appears to be a mom.
And you'd hope she is.
We hope.
She is. Who is standing up. Wearing sort of like a strappy, what would you call this, Christina?
Spaghetti strap, right, Christina?
Yeah, tank top, spaghetti strap, tank top.
Spaghetti strap.
And skinny jeans.
And skinny jeans.
Beautiful
and,
young woman. Yeah.
And cool flat shoes. And there's a child who appears to be 17 or 18, I don't know. How old is it? It says here he's three.
This kid's not three. This kid's older
than
three.
He looks older than that.
Well, then they're lying, then, because the Time magazine and this woman are saying the kid is three. I would agree. The child appears to be of Little League age and would be the biggest kid on the Little League team.
He'd
be playing shortstop and pitching.
Yeah.
He's standing on a chair. He's wearing fatigues, hiking boots, and a gray shirt.
Yeah.
And he is...
feeding.
He is breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And this woman is
feeding on her breast, which is bared.
Yeah.
And only that portion that he's feeding on is covered, and it's covered by his mouth.
Well, let me put it this way. If he was standing on the ground, he'd be taller than her belly button standing on the ground.
Yes, he would.
Right. If you could, extract milk from her belly button, she wouldn't need to put him on a chair.
Yeah.
All right. That's
the point.
But it is, and now you look at Are You Mom Enough, the headline, in a whole different way. And it is... believe me, it'll be controversial, but I'm stuttering trying to figure out what to say exactly about this.
I'll tell you what to say exactly about this. Let me help you with this, Ron. By the way, this is hitting newsstands on Monday, right? Isn't that when Time comes out? Mondays or Sundays now or whatever? They kept moving it back so it could compete with the Saturday Evening Post.
Weekend,
I don't know what the hell it's competing with. This is not exactly Rockwell right here. Norman Rockwell never did this.
No.
For the Saturday Evening Post.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. There's this whole deal where if a child is old enough to ask for the milk.
Yeah.
In a complete sentence.
Yeah.
While doing their math homework,
right.
They are too old to breastfeed. I'm sorry. And the people who are doing this, the moms who are doing this, are bat crap crazy. Be mad at me for it. Listen, I'm all for breastfeeding. You want to breastfeed till for the first 9 months, year, whatever it is, the child's. Most moms are like, they want to do it. They like the bonding part. It's good for the child. There's all kinds of benefits to it. Those benefits tend to recede after the first year, the health benefits for everybody. And what you really are finding out is when the kid is three and breastfeeding, mom's cuckoo.
And he's a big 3-year-old, too. He's
and then
much
the 3-year-old's
larger than...
aware of the unusualness.
Talk host David Serrata talked about Time Magazine's cover and their story on attachment parenting.
The ostensible reason Time Magazine put this on the cover, I say ostensible because the real reason to put it on the cover was to create controversy and get people to buy the magazine, and they succeeded in doing that. But the ostensible public reason they've done that, the reason that they state they've done that, they haven't gone out and said, listen, we did it just for a big spectacle. The ostensible reason is that they want to talk about what's called attachment parenting. Attachment parenting is a controversial kind of method, I guess, of parenting young kids, in which the child is physically near or even touching the parent for many years. And so it's a whole article about attachment parenting, and one of the parts of attachment parenting, the tenets of it, is to breastfeed kids for a lot longer than they are typically breastfed in the United States. Some cultures breastfeed kids all the way up to 5 years old. In USA Today, they have a story reacting to the Time magazine cover, noting that despite the breastfeeding brouhaha kicked off by Time, three years old, is actually the norm worldwide to breastfeed kids up until. But in the United States, breastfeeding children that old is practiced among only a tiny sliver of mothers, says USA Today. Additionally, Slate magazine noting that in prehistoric times, kids were breastfed all the way up until 5 years old. Time magazine would argue that they put this on the cover in order to imagistically depict that reality, to actually show you an image of that reality in order to shock you into seeing the case for attachment parenting. If you want to weigh in on the substance of attachment parenting, should kids be breastfed until they're 3 years old, until they're 4 years old, until they're 5 years old? How have we arbitrarily... Or is it arbitrary? I'm going to even ask that question. Is it arbitrary for our physicians to say in their guidelines? The American Pediatric Society, for instance, says they recommend at least 1 year. And our culture has said 1 year is basically the norm when people breastfeed. And a lot of people don't breastfeed their kid at all in the United States. But is 3 years old too old to be breastfed? If so, why do you think that? If not, why do you think that? Then there's the second question about Time magazine. Is this an appropriate image for a national magazine? Or is this exploitation? There's a psychologist who wrote an essay for Fox News. Now, granted, it's Fox News, so take it with a little grain of salt. But he wrote an op-ed for Fox News' website, and I think he's got a point here. He writes, the truth is that what Time magazine may have unwittingly captured and been party to was a grotesque form of psychological abuse, the parading into public of an intimate moment, intimate for mother and child, at the sole discretion of that child's mother, who didn't stop to think that her child may not be able, at that age of three, to know what he thinks about the whole thing, much less to stop it if he wanted to. So this psychologist is arguing that this is an exploitation of a child.
Talk hosts Luke Burbank and Dave Ross talked to Deanna Ford, who was involved with Time magazine's recent story on attachment parenting, not the woman on the cover.
Do you have any idea that this was going to turn into this national debate that it's turned into?
No, I think when they approached us to come to participate in the photo shoot, I didn't know that the title of the article was going to be so designed to spark mommy wars.
Are You Mom Enough was the headline that
right.
they had on the phone. Did you see the appearance of the
yes,
woman who's
yes,
on?
Yes, I saw Jamie, yes.
Right. So the first comment that I got in the newsroom after that was on the air was, Dave, you have to see this, because I've been defending this. I'm saying, you know, what's the big deal? But the comment I got was, this kid was all over her. You couldn't pry him away from the mom. It's too clingy. This is the danger.
You know, has that reader, have you ever been to a major television studio? I've never been, but I've been to, you know, we went to the photo shoot. I've been to other, you know, similar venues. It's stressful. They also just flew from their home to New York City for the second time in a week. It's upsetting to a child's routine. So of course he's going to be upset and clinging.
Deanna, tell me about your kids and also your parenting style.
Well, I have a 4-year-old and a son who is Kieran. Mm-hmm. And a 5-month-old daughter, Ilya. And, you know, if you wanted to pigeonhole us, you could say that we practice attachment parenting, but we don't. We don't practice attachment parenting because it's this philosophy that you have to follow every single thing. We do what works for us.
All right, that was Luke Burbank and Dave Ross talking to Deanna Ford about this Time magazine cover. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Doug Steffen. Doug is out somewhere on assignment. Rich is out, too. Michael Fortier is in studio with me, so we're just holding down the fort. And we're going over the week in review, basically. Yesterday, in the John Edwards case, closing arguments were made, and his lawyer said that Edwards was a bad husband who cheated on his cancer-stricken wife, but that he never broke the law. The prosecution said he orchestrated a criminal scheme to illegally use campaign funds to keep his mistress, Riel Hunter, out of sight. Edwards is accused of using nearly $1 million from two wealthy donors to keep his affair with Riel a secret during his 2008 presidential campaign, and later as he tried to win a spot as vice president or attorney general. So now the jury must determine whether the money was political donations or simply gifts from friends. If convicted, Edwards could be sentenced up to 30 years in prison. It's 51 past on Good Day.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Level.
The hour. Doug Steffen's good day, except minus the Doug Steffen today. He's out and about. He left me in charge. I'm Jennifer Horn, sitting in with you, and we're going to take a visit with Shelley Palmer. The big news today is that Facebook has set its share price for $38 for today's initial public offering. Shelley Palmer's up next. He'll tell you if you should get in line to buy it.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook Inc. set its share price at $38 for today's initial public offering. Should you get in line to buy it? No, and here's why. A lot of smart people who invested in Facebook are selling now. In fact, many early investors have increased the amount of shares they plan to sell. What do they know that you don't? Plenty. Ask your financial advisor about Facebook's price-to-earnings ratio. You won't like the answer. Then there's Mark Zuckerberg, who's about to become one of the richest people in the world. Even after the IPO, Zuck is still going to control the company. As you know, he doesn't like advertising, and Facebook really doesn't make money doing anything else. Of course, none of this information is going to stop the feeding frenzy. Facebook's IPO is destined to be one of the most amazing, most talked about, most debated, most analyzed ever. If you're really thinking about buying Facebook shares, please consult with a trusted professional financial advisor beforehand. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Hey, check this out. Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Hey, Walmart. I bought a home last year that had a lot of fixing up to do. The deck had to be stained. I looked into one of the big home improvement stores, but I was overwhelmed with the price. Then I was getting groceries at Walmart, and I was amazed to find a Projects Made Simple section with a video on this very project. The next day, I had my deck stained by the afternoon. Sweet. Ricky Wayne, Oldsmar, Florida.
There you have it. Everything you need to stain your deck, like Flood Exterior Stain and the Wagner Power Painter. See for yourself. Only at Walmart.
What's new at DougStepan.com? Lots of stuff going on over at the website. You gotta go check it out today. www.DougStepan.com. You can see our tribute to the Queen of Disco, Donna Summer, if you didn't hear, passed away yesterday at 63 from cancer. Also, a couple of funny news stories. A car vandal in Seattle is giving the police fits. He breaks into cars. He doesn't steal anything. He just leaves a stack of tortillas. I wish he'd break into my car. Also a great story, a businessman in Kentucky shopping at a Kmart found out that it was closing. He bought all of the inventory in the store and then donated all to a local charity. A great, great story there. Also, one of the featured stories, an Arabian show horse got spooked at a photo shoot on the beach. You can find out what happened. Plus, you can see great new pictures from Doug Steffen's farm. You want to see that. Roberta Fasinelli has tons of freebies for your Friday from the Queen of Cheap. Supermarket guru Phil Leppard also tells you how to decode food labels. And our poll of the day today, what was your favorite Donna Summer song? A, Bad Girl. B, Hot Stuff. C, Love to Love You Baby. D, MacArthur Park. E, On the Radio. Or F, She Works Hard for the Money. I'm going with F, I think. Check it out. Donna Summer up on the website. American.